If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Got a couple gremlins tonight there. Thanks for sticking with us through that open there. It's live radio, ladies and germs. It's great to have you with us wherever you are listening, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Of course, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Sirius XM 211 in progress. See the man. That is the Dan Patrick Channel, SB Nation Live, sportsbyline.com. If you'd like to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. This is the Video Game Review if you're new to it. And all these sports talk networks, this is the only hour all week that we can just talk video games. And it's not just sports video games. It is all video games. Coming up in the next segment, I will have an interview with one of the people behind the new Diablo 4 game, of which I have, and I've been playing it on the PS5. I just only got maybe about an hour and a half into it, so it's going to be a very fresh interview with him, Mr. Dewar. We will do that in the next segment. Lines are available, though, at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. As always, I'm never well chuffed to pan a game because I know that video games sometimes take years to produce and there is a big team and very talented people put their blood, sweat, and tears and heart into these games. And sometimes they just don't work out. But if you put out a game that asks for our hard-earned money, you have to steer the people away if it ain't worth the money. And that is certainly the case with a new game called the Grey Hill Incident. This is a game for the PC that is from Refugium Games. This just came out a week ago. Once again, Refugium Games. Grey Hill Incident, the follow-up to the movie of the alien invasion. And you always try to think, it's just like a zombie game or a first-person shooter or Save the Princess platformer type of game. What are you going to do to separate you from the crowd? What is new? What is good? What is worth it? What have you done to stand out, or is this just yet another copy? Well, it's fascinating, the Grey Hill Incident. It's a game that looked like it was, for a while there, I thought maybe it was a ironic game, like it was trying to be funny, but it wasn't. It's so bare bones, and it makes an alien invasion kind of feel like a yawner. The whole game is played in this at nighttime in this dark fog, and there's like forest and cabins and stuff. But when the aliens approach you, if they put their hands on you, you got to wiggle out of your hands or the screen fades to black and it says abducted. It's really not that scary, though. It's more kind of a pain. But if you have a baseball bat, which you get, you hit them, they go down, and then you hit them a couple more times, that does it. If you get the handgun, you don't get a lot of ammo, but two shots kill them. They kind of just walk right up to you. They don't feel strong. They don't feel very scary. But the thing that makes this laughably bad is just all the voice acting and the script. It almost feels like it was written by AI or maybe an eighth grader. No offense to eighth graders. I'm sure a lot of them can do a better job. The voice acting is pretty terrible. I think you listening, whoever you are, I'm sure you could do a better job. And then the bugs. At a certain point, like you have a flashlight and you're outside and then there's a light and a treehouse and then the frame rate just goes blip, 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 blip. It just completely starts crawling. And a lot of times it'll get stuck and you got to restart. It'll have these missions like find Rachel. Why? Another one, it's like get gas can. It was almost like I'm playing on a Apple II back in the 80s with some script-based game. But then the voice acting, the way it's edited, many times you talk over yourself. So you might say, "I got to get the blank out of here. I got to make sure." He's like, "I got to make sure that it's you're literally talking over yourself, which I know is physically impossible to say two sentences at the same time." So it's a story that is pretty nonsensical. There's no waypoints of any kind. You just kind of wander around until you bump into what you need. There's nothing surprising. There's nothing funny, just some drudgery type of chores. And then the game ends in 3 hours, which you kind of feel like, all right, well, now I'm out of this forest. I can go to the next level. No, that's it. So how can a game seem short yet too long? That's the metaphysical question, because that's it. When a game stinks, 3 hours is a long time. Time flies when you're having fun, and it drags when you're not. We know that. That's right. And so, but when you get to the end of a game, you're like, okay, well, now is the good stuff coming? No, that's the game. So the overall janky vibe of this game, like I said, I thought it might have been intentionally ironic to make a horror game that was just to be amusing, but it's really not. And like I said, that's what it asks you to walk around to do, and you walk very, very slowly. This is supposed to be a stealth game. In fact, if you can just walk around the aliens, too, you don't have to hit them with a baseball bat or shoot them. You can really just walk around them. And a lot of times, you know, hiding is not particularly fun. But to tell you to hide under a car for an alien that's moving 1 mile per hour, you know, a lot of these things, you can be in a bush, which in real life would do nothing to conceal you, but the aliens can't see you. Nothing like that. You don't even have like a brick or a rock to like throw over to make sound someplace else. But the aliens, as I said, they can kill you, but they look very, very harmless. And it's just very straightforward how easy it is to defeat them. There are a couple of video game bugs too. Like there's this one part where you get close to the fireplace and all of a sudden the top kind of comes off it. So I just sometimes wonder at a certain point, I wonder this about movies sometimes too, do you get to a certain point where you're like, are we making a good game? I remember several years ago, like over, 10, 15 years ago, Burger King gave out Xbox 360 games. And just for fun, I got one, like came with like a number one with a Whopper or something. And you put it in the 360 and it was a very rudimentary game of the Burger King mascot dude, the king, and he was riding like an ATV or a dirt bike, but he was riding through fences, and it was just, you know, sophomoric fun for a free game. I just thought to myself, the Burger King game for the 360 that came free with a Whopper is better than this. So, like I said, I don't like talking about games that stink, but you should run, not walk away from Gray Hill Incident, which just came out from Refugium Games. And I have said over and over again, we live in the golden age of video games. They've never been more ubiquitous. They've never been more omnipresent, especially when the Wii came out. Even old folks had them. They had them on cruises and convalescent hospitals. This is the golden age. They've never been better. But there's also a lot of junk out there that will try to get your hard-earned cash. And that's what this is. But as I said, the thing that's sad is that the people who worked on the lighting and the environments, which are dull, but they're not horrific, and then their name is now tied to this tedious, tedious game. And if you like, give it a 1 through 10, I'd give it a 2, just because there are some, you know, nice-looking graphics at times, because I don't want to give it a complete 1. But it is pretty humiliating. Now, coming up next, I'm going to interview. We're going to get this equipment squared away, and I'm going to interview a guy behind Diablo 4, which is actually a really good game. We'll do that next. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Rick Tittle with you, and we're quite happy now to bring in Ed Dewar. He is the lead software engineer on Diablo 4, which just came out last week, and multi-platform. And Ed, welcome to the show. This game was announced at BlizzCon in 2019, and since then everyone's been salivating. What's it like now that it's finally out there in the world?
Oh man, there's so much excitement, so much energy. It's been a pretty awesome atmosphere around the office, around the game. It's just been super exciting for us.
You know, I remember the first Diablo game back in the late 90s, and to think about, you know, a lot of times you'll just get a new game every year. You guys at Blizzard have been very careful about waiting until the time was just right. So why was the time right now?
Well, we wanted to make sure the game was something that everybody would enjoy and make sure that we had the right quality bar, because quality at Blizzard is super important. So we had to make sure that we hit that bar, and we felt like we could hit this date and make sure the game was something that everybody wanted to play. So that's kind of where we landed.
So were you with Blizzard Team 3 or Blizzard Albany, or is that kind of one and the same?
I'm at Blizzard Team 3, but Blizzard Albany is actually a big part of Team 3, so we're all sort of working on the same stuff, just from two sides of the country.
The other thing is about this show, being that we're on the American Forces Radio Network, I know you're a veteran who served many stints in the Army, and I think it's a great just accidental commercial for the Army that here you are, you put in whatever, a dozen years, and now you're working for a video game company, and that you can do both, and the skills that you learned in the Army have helped you.
Yeah, 100%. So I was in the Signal Corps, so basically IT for the Army, and it's not a one-to-one transition, but it definitely, you know, both IT and engineering have one foot in the same pond, so it was pretty nice. And being able to talk on this show to all the service members and veterans out there, it's kind of a nice full-circle moment for me.
Very cool. Now, when you think Diablo, I think of a PC game, but this is on the 4, the 5, the 1, the X, and the S. I've been playing it on the PlayStation 5. Is that hard when you have to go to all the different formats there and maybe port something out and do little tweaks? So what are some of the challenges of going multi-format?
Right. So there's actually quite a... I'm going to use some engineering terms. Hopefully that's not too crazy. Mm-hmm. We use a lot of abstraction layers. So we say this is the game proper, and like the controller input will be configured on the Xbox and PlayStation slightly differently. But by the time that code hits the game, it's the same thing. So the real big challenge is making sure the memory works on different systems, like PC and Xbox obviously have similar memory, but not the same. And then PlayStation has something totally different. So you have to make sure that you load all the data correctly, it streams in correctly, all that sort of stuff. But the core game itself, you know, you want to change that as little as possible. You kind of want to put the stuff that changes in the smallest possible bucket, and that's kind of what we did.
Now, there are some challenges in this game that I've already discovered very early on, but to me, the hardest thing of this game is trying to choose one of the five classes. Because from the barbarian to the sorcerer, the druid, the rogue, the necromancer, it's just, I want all of them. But I just, you know, I'm charged through a brick wall. I have to start off with the barbarian. What would you recommend?
Wow, we're actually pretty aligned there. I am a big fan of the barbarian. Nice and strong, visceral. The combat feel is just real. Things are blowing up all around and enemies are getting sliced in half. Like, it's just fun. That's where I go. That's the easiest one to learn. You know, there's not a huge learning curve, in my opinion, but that's where I would go.
Now, let me ask you a real question, and I know that, of course, as you ramp up, you're going to get more and more skills. Like, I finally got the skill where now I can use the square button to swing the axe instead of just the X with the with the sword. But when I look at these, like, especially maybe a treasure chest, which will leave these little orbs of health, am I not ramped up enough to receive the health? Because I stand on it, I press buttons, I can't get that health.
Yeah, so you actually get those orbs to refill your potions, and you have to use a potion whenever you lose health, so when enemies hit you and stuff like that. So I don't know what the button is on PlayStation, but I know there's a dedicated button on Xbox, and the one that you press should be right over. You should see that globe or little potion icon on the bottom left of your screen, right next to your health globe. And now you press that button, you use your health, and then you can pick up those orbs and move along.
So the whole time I could have been having these, because I'm getting my butt handed to me because I'm running out of HPs.
That's right. Yep, you could definitely have used those. Yep.
All right. Well, I got to get back in there. Let's talk about some of the plot of this game, because there's a very, you know, a lot of times I quite honestly hate sitting through the cinematics and the cutscenes, but this one is very good, and it hooks you early. But we're talking about, let's just say, a evil female presence here.
Yep. Yeah, so the cinematics and the story for this game, we really pushed it to the next level. There's a lot of tech that went into making those cinematics and the in-game cutscenes as good as they are. You may notice that your character is in a lot of them, even the fancy, really nice-looking cutscenes, and that was done with intent. So we wanted to make sure that you were ingrained and grounded in the story as much as possible. For me, it's a pretty amazing experience being able to see all the gear that my character is wearing and, you know, the tattoos and everything. Like, wow, it's just cool.
I have a friend that always tries to make his character as ugly as possible, but I always think, like, I don't like looking at someone ugly. So I tried to get something super intimidating. So I went the long hair, the beard, and then sort of like football eye black. How did you make your barbarian?
Yeah, I went with the tattoos, long hair. I had a little bit of a beard, you know, some earrings going. It was pretty good. So, you know, when you put the helm on, you can't really see it as much anymore, but you can also go to the wardrobe and transmog the helmet away so you can always see the crazy hair and the crazy beard. Pretty awesome.
The voice acting, of course, is first rate, and you've got a man and a woman for each character class as well. Was that a laborious task to find the right people, the right actors and actresses, or did it kind of just like you knew who you wanted?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, I'm not on the team that actually organized all that. I am on the team that sort of pulls that data in and puts it into the game. So it was kind of a fun experience just pulling all those VO lines in, the voiceover lines in, and making sure they're all sort of in the right place. As far as the casting goes, that's a completely different group, and they, in my opinion, they do a phenomenal job. They really, really nailed it with a lot of these voice actors.
Also, I think, you know, you talk about software, what you guys were able to do over there. When you have like a top-down RTS, so many times things will get blocked by the camera, and you do a great job of having things kind of disappear at the right moment. And I know I've a couple times tried to swing the camera around, and that's just not how it works. And so I just had to trust in you guys to do it, and you really pulled it off.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. Yeah, we wanted to make sure that you were in the moment, in the combat as much as possible, you know, feeling the energy, feeling the game itself, and sometimes fiddling with a camera can be a little bit challenging. So the top-down isometric view that we have in the game is pretty ubiquitous in ARPGs, so it just works. It works nicely.
And then the game gets released after years and years. The lowest possible score I've seen is an 8 out of 10. It's mostly 9s and 10s. What's that like when you put in all this hard work and people just love it?
Wow, it's really hard to explain. There's just no feeling like it. The energy is just, it's amazing. You'll put your blood, sweat, and tears into this game. Long hours sometimes, little extra work here and there, and you really push the envelope as much as you can, and people appreciate your work. It's a great feeling.
And then more than $500 million in the first week. Huh? That's not bad revenue.
Yeah, I like the number they used as the line, too. That was great.
Yeah, that's Satan's address. Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah. All right, before we let you go, what is your favorite part of the game off the top of your head?
Favorite part of the game is definitely running around and just destroying things with my barb. They die in different ways every time. Things sometimes fly off a cliff. It's pretty amazing.
Well, we've been speaking with Ed Doerr, the lead software engineer of Diablo 4. This, of course, is from Blizzard. As I mentioned, it's brand new this month. You can get it on the PlayStation 4, the PlayStation 5, Windows PC, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and it is much more than a hack and slash. It is a fantastic, as I mentioned, RTS, real-time strategy game, role-playing, top-down, traditional PC game, but the Cadillac of them. Congratulations on Diablo 4, Ed.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate it, and thanks for having me here. I'll see you in Sanctuary.
All right, I'll see you in Sanctuary as well. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back right here on Sports Byline USA.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's time to give away a game, as I do starting this segment every show, and the game is called Creature Lab. It's by Image Power, developed and published, and it is just out 4 days ago for the PC. Here's the summary. Become a mad scientist in search of the ultimate mutagen. Experiment with potions and elixirs, create monsters with odd body parts, and release them into the world to cause mayhem in the Monster Maker game Creature Lab. Sounds pretty good. You want to make your own Frankenstein? Here's my question. Now, here's the thing. Second correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com, SPORTSBYLINE, will win this game. My question is, do you make Frankensteins in this game, or do you make cakes? Once again, do you make Frankensteins, or do you make cakes? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win Creature Lab for the PC, developed and published by Image Power. The power of love. Just getting back to Diablo 4 for a second. I might have made a mistake when I picked a barbarian as my class, because I was watching someone else play as a necromancer and seeing how they had first four and then five skeletons in their crew fighting for them. And these weren't just like weak little NPCs. They could actually fight. And then the melee weapons that I like using with the barbarian, the necromancer is using the melee weapons as well. So I sort of feel like as the barbarian, I've got these weapons, and yet I don't have all the friends. Now, do I want to go back and restart? No, I'm going to stick with barbarian because he's by far the strongest, and we'll see what happens. So, but yes, necromancer would be my second choice. Now, the druid is a shapeshifter and can go from a bear or a Woolworth, that's an old drugstore, werewolf. He commands all the elements, earth, wind, storm, unleashing nature. I probably should have checked that out better. The rogue is just basically, to me, like a wood elf, an archer. And it's a she. She can got all the ranged weapons with deadly poisons and other such things. And then you get the sorcerer. The sorcerer is supposed to be the best of the best. In other words, hurling bolts of lightning, impaling foes with jagged spikes of ice, raining down meteors from the sky. That's a lot of fun, too, obviously. I faced my first boss, and this is the thing. I'm not a big anxiety person, not because I have everything figured out, but I usually don't get a lot of anxiety, except playing bosses in video games, and the door shuts behind me, and I can't do anything. I can't, the game won't keep going. Even in Wind Waker, it would give me anxiety, because it's like those From Software games like Demon's Souls and games like that, where you have to just learn what the boss does. It's like, okay, every third time it wags its tail, then it turns around and is vulnerable, you know? I usually just run right in like Mike Tyson and just try to punch him in the face. So you get the world bosses, you get the dungeons, you get the strongholds. You can even go PvP if you want to play online and mark yourself as hostile. It's a high-risk, high-reward area of Sanctuary where you can take a swing at other players, but that also means they're going to take a swing at you as well. And it kind of reminds me of Fallout 76, where other people could kill you. And that's one that I didn't like, because when I started off, these goofballs, these two kids, because I could hear them, had a bazooka and were just blowing me up left and right, which wasn't a lot of fun. Horses as well. Finally, you get to the first horse. You can get a regular looking horse or kind of like a demon red skeleton horse. As you traverse around the world of Sanctuary. And you can customize it, trophies and armor along the way. And, of course, you have to get that first. But the other thing is, too, you have to sign up for a battle.net account just to let you know. that you have to do that first, and that's not a big deal. It just, I thought I already had one, but I couldn't remember it. But here's the thing about character creation. Someone did the math, and I'm talking about serious math. The character creation with all the different tattoos and hair and body builds and clothes, how many combinations are there? Over 8 trillion. So if somebody else looks like you, it's like running into somebody in No Man's Sky, the original. Over 8 trillion? That is some math as well. The skill trees, I always like a good skill tree. As you level up, you can choose from your category of skills, make yourself more powerful, upgrade, you know, passives, offensive, defensive, elemental skills, enhance the abilities you already have. And that's kind of cool. And then, I haven't got here yet, but late in the game, there are Paragon boards. Late in the game, you continue to expand and modify your character's build and skills and use these Paragon points towards stat upgrades. And that's called Theorycraft and design a specific build of your choosing as well. But some of these things will say, this will make this weapon 5% more powerful. I always feel like, am I going to waste? You know, you level up and you get this. Am I going to waste a level up on a 5% gain? Doesn't sound that much. But, yes, Lilith is, some of these cutscenes, like seeing this priest in a church and the people, this is one, I'll spoiler alert, that people turn on the priest and kill him in front of Lilith. Tittle, you gave it away. It's like an hour in. That's all I'll say right now. But when you peel back the varnish and you just start looking at the graphics of Diablo 4, I mean, the first of these games came out almost 27 years ago. And the lead software engineer, a guy named Kevin Canton, really put a lot of this together. And, of course, we were just talking to Ed Dewar. But it's just, you know, it's a gameplay-first company, and Blizzard has always been that way. I mean, what does that mean? That means every decision they make needs to be in service of creating a game that's fun to play. Unlike that game that I won't mention again earlier in the show, I was quote-unquote reviewing. But each of the editions of Sanctuary, you know, I'm sure they probably thought, what can we do as a graphics team to specifically support the idea of a place that's just downright scary at all times? And, you know, the philosophy is that's that PBR, not professional bull riding or Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's the physically based rendering. Gives it just a much more realistic look with the shadows and the space in between. As I was mentioning with Ed, you also get into a situation where the camera is not under your control. And so you look back and forth and you'll walk into a building and there's a roof over your head. Well, the roof isn't over your head because it's opened up. So it's been a while since I played an RTS game like this, but Diablo 4 so far is really cool. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week. Fireball Wizard, an action-adventure indie for the PC, also your phones, that's Android and Mac. Elder Scrolls Online, Necrom Shadow Over, this is expansion for the MMORPG. The Last Hero of Nostalgia, action fantasy Souls-like for the Switch and the PS5. Broken Spectre, horror game for the PC, as is Grim Lord, a PC game, action-adventure, indie RPG simulation. King's Blood, a PC RPG indie strategy game. This one is a cartoon. Dr. Fetus's Mean Meat Machine. That sounds like something naughty, but it is a match for a puzzle game, and it's on everything. For the 5, the X, the S, the 1, PC, and the Switch. Feed All Monsters, a cartoony puzzle game for the PC. Final Fantasy 16 gets a launch on PS5. Forever Skies, cool space game, action sci-fi for the personal computer. Grim Lord, action adventure, early access indie RPG simulation on the PC, Harmony, The Fall of Reverie. This is an adventure game for the X and the S and the 5. Hubris, an action-adventure sci-fi game for the PS5. Mars First Logistics, early access indie simulation on the PC. Also PC, Nimbus Infinity, PC game, flight shooter. Nova Lands, new lands, like Nova Scotia means new Scotland. RPG simulation for the PC. Then we got a bunch of Switch games. Railway Empire 2 for the Switch. Everdream Valley. Adventure casual indie for the Switch. I always like when they call it a casual game. Fire Emblem is an RPG strategy turn-based game for the PC. And then finally, Sky Caravan, an adventure indie RPG simulation as well. Let's go to a break. When we come back, we'll still have time. We'll get into the cheat code as well. And if you want to call in, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And thanks for putting up with some of the gremlins we've had tonight here on the Video Game Review. Rick Tilla with you, closing out the show in our customary fashion by doing a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Vicky. She wants to know the Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 debug and stage select. Now, of course, this goes back to the Genesis. I just like the fact that somebody's still playing with the Genesis, but then I have to remind myself that there are a lot of people out there that their latest and newest, in quotes, system is the Genesis. Or they could be just playing it as a port on something else. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is a pretty good sequel, which was hard to follow up that groundbreaking game. But for stage select, go to the music menu and play 1965, 09, and 17. Then hold A and press start, and you will get level select. Once again, go to the music menu and play 1965, 09, and 17. Then hold A and press start. For the debug menu, go to the music menu and play 1, then 9, then 9 again, then 2, then 1 again, then 1 again, then 2 again, and then 4. Press A and then hit start, and you'll be able to tinker as you see fit. Once again, for the debug, go to the music menu in Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on the Genesis and play tracks 199, 211, 24. Press A and hit start, and then you'll be able to go hog wild, start flying through walls. There's a saying in video games, you know, there's invincibility and then there's God mode. You go, well, what's the difference? Well, invincibility, you can't be killed. In God mode, you're basically flying through walls. You take out all the physics and hit detection of the video games, and that's basically what you're going to get there. Thanks for tuning in, and next week we'll be back with another edition of the Video Game Review coming up on all the networks tuned in. We will get back to the sports talk. I'm Rick Tuttle. We will see you next time on the Video Game Review.